Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much, and welcome, folks. It is indeed the Ray Program, helping you to make better money moves. 844-RAY-SHOW, the Ray Lucia Program. James Stewart in the house. He's still looking up this buy high, buy low, just keep on buying quote. For some reason, back in my earlier years, I remember that quote. I thought it was from Peter Lynch, but I just can't recall. But I read from Daniel McConologue at Reitholtz Wealth Management an article that got me thinking about this. It's titled, Just Keep Buying. Just Keep Buying. We've got a lot on the agenda today. We will start with that. I've also heard people say, well, you know, it took from 1929 until 1954, 25 years for the Dow Jones Industrial to bounce back after the crash of 1929. That is not true. I had a reporter tell me that on the air once, and I was very, very young in the talk show business, and I hadn't really done all of my homework. I didn't know if that was accurate or not. And so after that interview, I went back and I said, really? That doesn't sound right. And it's not right. I'll talk to you about that. We also have Lynn Rowe joining us, the importance of time horizon for investing. But we start today with buy low, buy high, just keep on buying. Sit back, folks. Relax. I'll take credit for that quote if Jim can't find who actually came up with that.
I just looked at 39 quotes from Peter Lynch, and that wasn't one of them.
Well, maybe he said it to me when I interviewed him one time. I interviewed him once on the air, and he had a couple of dandies. I thought that was, I don't know who said it. Well, it doesn't matter. I do know this, that Daniel McConologue, I hope I'm saying that right. I'm sorry, Daniel, from Reitholtz Wealth Management, wrote Just Keep Buying the other day. And this is of dollars and data, evidently. One simple trick to make yourself rich, he says, just keep buying. It's so hard to do. It's so hard to do because you've got market timers out there. You've got pundits. You've got the 24-hour news cycle. You got CNBC. You got Fox Business. You've got all of this stuff happening. You've got shows like this that are telling you the market's going to collapse. The market's going to keep going up. I will give you the secret that's coming in this Just Keep Buying. But here's what Mr. McConologue had to say. Many investors focus on the right time to buy stocks because they don't want to buy near a peak in case of a future market crash. Of course, we all understand that feeling, don't we? Just think about it. If you bought before the 2007-2009 crash, you lost 57%. He goes on to say, for example, if you search stock market overvalued 2012 on Google, you can find plenty of stories discussing how overvalued stocks were back then. Now, if you had started waiting for the S&P correction, you'd have missed out on plus or minus a 70% gain on your money. So what'd you do? You took your money, you put it into cash, which earned you how much? How much? 1% if you were lucky, maybe probably 0.5%. So if you earned 0.5% on your cash, instead of getting 70%, it would have taken you 140 years at that 0.5% to get that money back or whatever the number is. You're not going to get anywhere close. You can look at 2013, 2014. You can look at almost any year, and you will find that there's all kinds of pundits that come out of the woodwork, say the market's overvalued, the market's overvalued. Doggone it, the market's been overvalued for years now. The cyclically adjusted price-to-earnings ratio has been grossly overvalued forever, it seems. Yet, last time I checked, we've had 25 new highs so far in 2017. If that doesn't tell you buy low, buy high, just keep on buying, I don't know what does. You still haven't found it?
Still haven't found it.
Okay.
There was a book by that title.
Oh, there was a, maybe that's what I remember. Who wrote the book?
I'll tell you in the break.
Okay. Buy high, buy low, just keep on buying. Buy, I'll tell you at the break. Okay, so now we go to the real deal. I have said this before, and it is so important. Let's take somebody that's got a 401k plan, and maybe you're 10 or 15 years away from retirement, and you came to a qualified financial advisor and said, what should I do? I heard Ray Lucia say, buy high, buy low, just keep on buying. But I'm 5 years away from retirement, and I'm scared of buying, because what happens if the market crashes by 57% the day before I actually pull the plug and I keep buying and buying and buying and buying? Okay, so it doesn't matter if you're 5 years away, 10 years, or 100 years away from retirement. Here is what you do. Remember, I am the solutions guy. I'm going to give you a solution to that problem. You think of your 401k plan or your investment portfolio in two different containers, all right? One is the existing money that you already have. And the other is the new money that you're going to be contributing, including the company matches. Now, this gets missed all the time. There's distinctly different ways new monies should be invested compared to the existing amount of money. Remember, we talked a little bit about this last week, that when you're younger and saving money, the savings amount is far more critically important than the actual rate of return you make on that money. But when you get closer to retirement, the rate of return is far more critically important than the actual amount of money that you save. Obviously, if you got $1 million already saved up and the market goes up 15%, that's $150,000 versus the 24 grand you can actually contribute. So that rate of return is outsized in terms of its importance later on as you get closer to retirement. Therefore, while a really good return can add tremendous value to that 401k or that investment account, it can also take away a lot of that value if you have a crash. So what you do is actually pretty simple. You got these two different containers. One is the new money that's going to be going in, and the other is actually an allocation that you create based on where you are in retirement. So now I pull out my calculator, all right? And I start to do some calculations. If I have $500,000 and I expect to retire in 5 years and I want to take, say, $20,000 a year out of that $500,000, I calculate what I need, $20,000 a year, for at least 10 years, starting in 5 years. So it takes $184,000. I'm doing this on the fly. Don't need that money for 5 years. So I might get 2% on it just to pick a number. So $166,000, divide that by 500. So 33 1/3% of my money would be invested in safe stuff. And the other 66% would be invested in risky stuff. Now, you can modify that if you want to be a little more conservative. You can go 60-40. But the new money that you're going to be adding, the $24,000, the $18,000, the company match, whatever, you go for the gusto. Because that's dollar cost averaging. And dollar cost averaging is always a winner if you're buying high and buying low and you just keep on buying. So the key here is to make sure that you have the right allocation for when you need to start taking income, and then you can be aggressive with the rest of the money. So I'll dissect that a little bit further. I will also talk about the 1929 recovery and how it's BS that it took until 1954 to get back to even. And we'll invite Lynn Rowe on as well. That's all coming up right after this.
Life can be hectic, but help is available. Walmart Family Mobile is making it easier for busy on-the-go families to keep in touch. Whether you need more data, have a set budget, or simply need reliable coverage, Walmart Family Mobile has plans that offer better value, more data, and better coverage. New and improved unlimited plans from Walmart Family Mobile are powered by T-Mobile's nationwide 4G LTE network and make it easy to stay connected. With no contracts and no activation fees, getting started is simple. Pick from one of four unlimited plans starting at just $24.88 a month and check out the great deals available on new phones. You can even keep your own phone and switch. It's that easy. Thanks to clear monthly prices, no activation fees, and no late charges, families can save even more without having to sacrifice data or coverage. And you get additional savings with each new member you add to your account. For more, visit myfamilymobile.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092.
That's 800-223-0092.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Seems this world got you down. You're feeling bad, bad, racial brown. Well, open your eyes, girl. Look at me.
So it was many years ago. I was just a young whippersnapper just starting in the radio business. And I interviewed one of the local writers, the business editors for the local newspaper. We were talking about various and sundry things. And one of the things he said to me was, well, you know, Ray, it, that's the way he talked, by the way. Well, you know, Ray, it took until 1954 for the Dow Jones Industrial Average to get back to where it was pre-1929 crash. And I had never done the mathematics before. And he's a business writer. My goodness, he must know what he's talking about. And I said, well, thank you for sharing that. Very well. Goodbye. And I went back and did a little research on that and did a little homework on that to find out that it is pure, unadulterated bunk. Welcome back to the Ray Lucia Show, the one talk show you must tune into because we'll give you the bunk, or at least we'll tell you about all the bunk that's out there. We won't give you the bunk. We'll let Lynn Rowe do that. Hey, Lynn, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you doing, Ray?
I'm doing well.
You will debunk.
I will debunk the bunk?
This is the debunk show.
So you said you wanted to learn something, so
yes.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy this ride, okay?
I have my ears tuned in.
Okay, Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner in the house. I actually looked this up for this segment of the program, and this says it exactly correct. 25 years to bounce back. That's what most people think. Quote, this is by Mark Hulbert, by the way, of the Hulbert Financial Digest. He's a really, really smart guy. I've followed him for many, 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 many years. He wrote the Hulbert Financial Digest, I think, in the last year or so. He finally, after a gajillion years, quit writing it because he did all these market timing things. And he kept writing the same stuff over and over again, that none of them actually could beat the market. Duh. Because market timing doesn't work. Anyway, historical stock charts, he says, seem to show that it took more than 25 years for the market to recover from the 1929 crash, a dismal statistic that has been brought to investors' attention many times in the current downturn. He wrote this April 25, 2009. But a careful analysis of the record shows that the picture is more complex and ultimately far less daunting. An investor who invested a lump sum in the average stock market at the market's 1929 high would have been back to break even by late 1936, less than 4.5 years after the mid-1932 market low. So from the trough, it took 4.5 years to get back to even. Oh, but there's more. How can this be? He says three factors have obscured this truth from investors. One, deflation, dividends, and the distinction between the Dow Industrials and the overall stock market. Let's consider them one by one. deflation. A lot of people forget to realize that the economy was in a deflationary death spiral back then. So if it costs you less money to buy stuff, then the impact of that decline was certainly far less than you if you had inflation and it cost you more money to buy stuff. Does that make sense? Here's what he says. The numbers show that from a peak on a closing basis of 381.17 on September 3rd, 1929, the Dow needed until November 23rd, 1954 to return to its old high. But that is in nominal terms, without adjusting for the effects of inflation or its opposite, deflation. The Great Depression was a deflationary period, and because the Consumer Price Index in late 1936 was more than 18% lower than it was in the fall of 1929, stating market returns without accounting for deflation exaggerates the decline. Lynn, it's only fair that when we do these analyses and we start talking about how inflation is going to erode your purchasing power and this and that and the other thing, that we take the opposite position if there is indeed deflation. And this fellow that wrote for the Evening Tribune at the time didn't do that. He was just looking at the math, looking at the numbers. Took until, you know, 25 years, 1954, to get back to even. On a price basis, that was true. But after you factored in deflation, it was not true on a real purchasing power basis. Oh, but there's more. What else did he forget? Dividends. Remember them? Remember dividends? They obviously, the dividend payout played a big role, much bigger role back then than they even play today. When the Dow hit a low of 41.22, from 371 to 41, think about that on a percentage basis. On July 8th, 1932, the dividend yield on the overall stock market was close to 14%. And we eliminate that from the calculation? Come on. That makes zero sense. You got a 14% yield buying stocks. So ignoring dividends, especially when yields were so rich, also exaggerates the loss of a typical equity investor. And then there's the Dow versus the market. Many researchers consider the overall market, defined as the combined value of all publicly traded stocks, as the best gauge of the typical investor experience. Remember, the Dow is just 30 stocks. And I think we've beat that one to death over time. But the fact is, when we talk about the market, we're talking about the broad market, not just 20 or 30 stocks that are market capitalization weighted. Now, it says here, according to the Hulbert Financial Digest study of down markets, since 1900, the average recovery time is just over 2 years. When factors like inflation and dividends are taken account, that's when factors like inflation and dividends are indeed taken into account. The longest was the recovery from December 1974's low. It took more than 8 years. So I ask you this question. Do you have 8 years? Can you hold on? Can you keep your powder dry for 8 years? Because if you can't, then you probably shouldn't be an investor in the stock market. You learn anything, Lynn?
Hey, as always, Ray, you look at the big picture and people get so myopic that they miss a lot of data, and you have really brought that data.
It's a big word, myopic, to use on this program.
Little tiny vision versus...
I understand it. Okay, I was teasing you.
Tunnel vision.
844-RAY-SHOW. Emails at raylucia.com. A business spotlight coming up in a little bit, too. Stick around.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. According to a recent survey, when it comes to setting the mood for a backyard gathering, 87% believe fire never goes out of style, but they also say they hate the smoky, sooty mess. TV host and landscape designer and contractor Sarah Bendrick has a clean solution to this dirty problem.
Tiki Brand has reinvented, redesigned the fire experience for tabletops with these clean burn tabletop fire pieces. They deliver a brilliant flame without any of the smoky mess.
Available at most big box stores, these fire pieces come in a huge variety of styles, colors, and sizes.
They're designed to be used with only clean burn torch fuel, which is a plant-based formula that provides a clean burn with little to no smoke and no stinky gas or petroleum smell. And it creates a brighter flame, perfect for nights spent outside with friends.
To help set your outdoor mood and for more information and a special coupon, go to tikibrand.com/promotions. Now you're in the know from Tiki Brand.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
She's wearing deep purple, and we're playing deep purple. Welcome back to the Ray Lucia program. Yeah, Deep Purple was actually a really, really hot band back there. What was that, like the late 60s, early 70s? Didn't they also, that was Vanilla Fudge that did Set Me Free. What? Play Vanilla Fudge next segment, all right? That was a great tune. Hey, folks, Lynn Rowe joining me. I've got to tell you a little story about my dad.
Please do.
Lynn has been counseling me with the situation with my 92-year-old father for the past several years. And she's helped me along. Of course, she's been involved in myself and my family getting our own long-term care and the situation together. But I was unfortunately out of town the other day. But my wife and my sister, Sandy, took my dad to the memory care center. And that was a very traumatic moment because we didn't know how he was going to react. He's moved out of his house now, and we take him to a memory care center. He thought he was going back on the submarine.
Oh.
And they were phenomenal. They had Welcome Joseph.
Oh.
They had a picture of the USS Bea that it was his ship. And they had a party for him. And there were other people. Oh, my God. And my wife, I literally broke down.
Yeah.
When I heard
about
that. And the following morning, when we checked on him, he's not allowed to see him physically for a few days.
Sure.
Because they want him to get acclimated to what's going on. And he was leading the exercise class.
Yes. Go pop.
And I was thinking of you and the fact that we have talked about this for years and years and years. And the regret that I have is we waited just way too long. We watched him kind of deteriorate before our very eyes. And I'm sure that there's still going to be a declination. But man alive, my wife was ecstatic. My brothers and sisters are ecstatic. Everybody's ecstatic. And hopefully my dad is. Now, I haven't been back. My brother Joe went by the other day. And look, they have like a seeing window that they can't
one
see
way,
out or
yeah.
whatever,
uh-huh.
one way. And he was, conversing with other mates of his and all that.
See, that's the thing, Ray. And, you bring the point home so well that people who are family members love their family member that has started to deteriorate. And they want to do whatever they can, especially husbands and wives, till death do us part in sickness and in health. I get all that. But you have to let professionals help. And that's where having insurance to be able to hire these professionals to step in and say, okay, let's do this, can be a godsend. I mean, people in the memory care, as you pointed out, they get it. They understand. You can't just take that away from somebody and say, well, Dad, this is today, and that was back 20 years ago.
Well, you're 110% right. We were getting frustrated.
Yeah.
I mean, because
you lose
when,
it.
When your parent kind
Wear
of forgets
down.
Who you are,
yes.
you get a little frustrated with that.
Well, and your heart's breaking at the same time while you're trying to bring them up to 2017. Leave it alone. That's where a professional can come in and say, well, tell me about it 20 years ago.
Let me
tell
give you me. The bad news.
All right.
Costs $7,100 a month plus add-ons.
I'm telling
plus,
you.
Plus, plus, plus.
Yeah.
It's $100,000 a year. He is literally a 5-minute walk from my house, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
But it's $100,000 per year.
And I hate to tell you, you're getting off easy.
Don't say that.
I'm sorry. You said plus, plus, plus.
Well, there is plus, plus, plus. We haven't gotten to those yet. But
exactly.
In reading through the material, there's upcharges for continence issues
yes.
and other issues
yes.
like that, not to get into those details.
The laundry.
But let me just make a plea. to everybody that's out there, because, folks, it could be you someday, and it probably will be you or me someday. And it, I now, my wife and I don't usually agree on investing because I'm aggressive and she's ultra conservative, right? And in this one, she has complimented me by saying it's the, quote, best investment we ever made, buying long-term care coverage mm-hmm. on both of us. Mm-hmm. Because for less than $5,000 a year, I think our premiums just went up this year by a couple hundred bucks. No big deal. But we're, we have literally $275 yeah. per day each.
The annual premium, I've said this over and over again, the annual premium for a couple oftentimes is less than 1 month's stay for an individual. Put it in perspective. When you say expensive, relative to what? Relative to what? Relative to nothing? Of course it's expensive relative to nothing. Is it expensive compared to, you know, certain other bills? Yes. But when you think about the what it's going to afford to ease the family burden, to ease your burden, to make life a lot easier for a whole lot of people, it is just nothing. It's a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, and there's so many ways to address the problem, and this is the part that I think people don't necessarily get. Mm-hmm. For example, you've got this $400,000 or $500,000 portfolio, and a chunk of it is sitting in CDs and bonds and cash and emergency funds and so forth. Well, Lynn has shown you many times how you can do one of a couple of different things. Just take some of that cash and just move the asset. You still have access to the money, but the money gives you a double or a triple or a quadruple in terms of its benefits for long-term care.
Yeah.
Or if you're making 3% on your money and you can get it to 4, that extra 1% adds $4,000 a year to your net income. You can take that $4,000 a year and buy a lot of coverage.
Right.
So there really is not a good excuse for, if nothing else, not having contact with a professional. Now, what you said, Lynn, is so true. Mm. And we had this debate when we had our family meeting. It actually went very, very well. And it was hard on some of our family members. I had gotten over it, and my wife had gotten over it. But I think my two other brothers and at least one of my other sisters were really reluctant and reticent to do this.
Yes.
Because Dad was moving out of the family home, basically.
It's that. It's the guilt about, you know, I should do this. I should do this. I can do this. I can find a way to do this. And the reality is you can't. You're too close to the forest, number one, in terms of being able to give that person everything they need emotionally and mentally. But at the same time, you're doing it out of guilt, which is the wrong motivation. And that motivation, unfortunately, is where you start to build the resentment. I'm giving up all these things to be the caregiver for this person. And next thing you know, you blow up at them. I had that with my brother over the weekend, and I had to send him an apology email. I just, you know, I felt so bad, but I, you know, you lose patience. And you lose patience with family anyway, but when, like you say, they don't remember who you are, it's so much easier.
Yeah. Lynn Rowe, I want my LTC.net. Folks, you really do owe it to yourself to become super educated in this area. Because while we are indeed living longer, and while medical technology and health sciences and so forth are moving along at breakneck paces, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, by the time you get to death, there's not an interim period where you will need care. Most of us will, about 70% of couples will, and that cost is going to be about a C note or more each year, depending on the level of care that you need. And we've already learned from the health sciences study, Health View Sciences, that it's a $377,000 ticket for post-retirement health care. That's a lot of money, and you can solve the major part of that problem which is not paying for Medicare because that comes out of Social Security, or Medicaid because the government takes care of the indigent. We're talking about for those that really and truly need this. Now, you brought up the professional help, and it was just amazing. Can you stick around for the Q&A? Because I want to finish talking about this. The professional care that he is getting with people in the memory care business, with physicians on staff and all that. Oh, I'm telling you, you can probably tell, I'm just ecstatic.
They get emotionally invested in those patients too. Believe me, they're not it's not just a job.
Okay, since I already taught you something about, you know, the stock market back in 1929, and you've taught me all this stuff over the years, we'll do some emails together, all right?
Okay.
That's coming up next, 844-RAY-SHOW. If you want to chat real quick, but now is the time to email me, because if you do, during this break, I will take it just like that. No prep needed. NPN. On the Ray Lucia Show. Stick around.
Sure, you're good at what you do, but if you've ever found yourself knee-deep in spreadsheets with more emails than you can count, you could be doing much better. It's time to power up your productivity with the right business software. Let me tell you about Capterra.com. The search for software can be long and painful, and where do you even start? Capterra is an easy-to-use software comparison site with over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Whether you need help with website building, customer service, or project management, Capterra.com is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you, and using Capterra is absolutely free. You won't spend weeks or months searching the internet because all the information you need is in one place. And you won't waste time and money on software that's not right for your business. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra every month. That's Capterra, Capterra.com. Capterra.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grant Them right now. 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grant Them University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
To the Ray Lucia program, helping you to make better money moves. Lynn Rowe and I will be taking emails here momentarily. But we've got a business spotlight, a really fascinating one to tell you about. Beverly O'Cavalier. Oh, I hope I'm saying that right, Beverly. Who actually was the supervisor of production for The Late Show with David Letterman for many, many years. And as an author... Dorian Hannaway, is that what it is? I don't even know who I'm talking with. Dorian, me. I'm sorry. Hey, Dorian, how you doing?
Pretty good for an old lady in show business. How are you?
Well, you know, not so good for an old man and not necessarily show business, but I am fascinated by what you have been doing all of these years, and now you're a consummate author. Can you tell us a little bit about Letterman? Just for the fun of
David
it?
David Letterman, one of the great talents of our time, and he really reinvented talk shows when he did his original Late Show on NBC when he replaced Tom Snyder and followed Johnny Carson. He's a terrific man, very talented, and can't say enough good things about him.
Well, that was nine. There's supposed to be top 10 reasons why David Letterman.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding.
Because I'm not wearing pants.
Very good. This is fantastic. Dorian Hannaway, Hannaway We Go is the company name. That's pretty cute. So Hannaway We Go. You are an author. Tell us about your book.
I've written two books that I wrote with Debbie Reynolds. The first one was called Unsinkable, which was a bestseller for many weeks and reached number one, actually, for 1 week.
Was that a play off of the unsinkable Molly Brown, I assume, right?
Based on that, right. And the second one was called Make 'em Laugh, which was Debbie's credo. She was an amazing talent who only wanted to do anything to get a laugh.
Well, you know, I've got an interesting story, not necessarily about Debbie Reynolds, but about Eddie Fisher.
Oh, boy.
Eddie Fisher. My mother actually dated Eddie Fisher back before I was obviously born, when she was a teenager. And it was my dad. Well, I don't know if it was my dad that swept her off her feet because she was like 15. But they go way, way back. And I remember hearing those stories when I was a little boy. And I had no idea who Eddie Fisher was at the time, but now I do.
Wow. So
isn't
you're from
something?
Philly, huh?
Yeah, South Philadelphia, you betcha.
Yeah.
All right, so now she's also, Debbie Reynolds also had a lot of tragedy in her life, especially recently. Tell us about that.
Well, she was sick for the past year and a half. She had undiagnosed lesion on her spine, and it gave her a lot of, you know, bad symptoms. She had surgery for that, and after that, she had every complication. So she was bedridden for about a year and a half. And then, tragically, her daughter got on an airplane right before Christmas to come home and died on that plane.
Yeah, it's very, very tragic.
Yeah, and Debbie essentially died of a broken heart a day later.
Yeah, that was really, really a tragedy. If you want to learn more about any and all of this, go to Hanaway at AOL.com. That's Hanaway at AOL, .com. Or you can give her a buzz. Contact number is 310-854-3999.
That's fine.
Did I just give away your personal cell number?
Yeah, you did, actually.
Okay. Well, don't call that number, folks. Call the backup. I'm not even going to give the backup number. No. Just go to Hanaway at AOL.com. You began your career at the William Morris Agency. Now, were you an agent or were you the model?
I was a trainee there, and I worked in the music and the variety departments. I used to handle acts like Barry Manilow and Melissa Manchester, and Waylon Flowers and Madam became one of my clients, and I left the agency to manage them in 1981.
Well, I have one story with the William Morris Agency. When my daughter Nicole was 11, she went back there and auditioned and was offered a gig from the William Morris Agency. I got a call. I live in San Diego. And she said, Dad, I've got an offer. My wife was on the line. And I said, what's the catch? And she said, well, you have to live within 1 hour of New York. So that means you're out of business. And I said, fly on home.
good, very good advice, Dad.
Yeah, I think so. Listen, Dorian, thank you so much. Go to Hanaway at AOL.com. Check out the books that she has written, in particular, if you are a fan, as I am and many are, of Debbie Reynolds. Outstanding. There it is. For those that are watching on television, what a beautiful lady. Unsinkable by Dorian Hanaway and Debbie Reynolds. Thank you so much. God bless. Take care.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. So, Lynn Rowe, are you a Debbie Reynolds fan?
I love Debbie Reynolds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My wife could probably quote from every single one of her movies. She watched them all.
Of course, I was also a Carrie Fisher fan.
Well, the Star Wars type thing? Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I never got into the Star Wars
Princess Leia.
Han Solo and all that.
Yeah.
I did watch this new one, The Galaxy of Something or Other. My wife made me watch it with my granddaughter the other day. It was actually a pretty good flick. Huh. It was similar to that. Yeah. Okay, we got to get at least one email in here.
Yes, we promise.
All right, so this is June. I heard your show about reverse mortgage lines of credit. Can you explain it briefly? Yeah, this is one of the great phenomenons that's happened in retirement planning over the last several years, last couple of decades. And that is, you can just, for literally dirt nothing, $125, I think the number was, put a reverse mortgage line of credit against your home. We talked to a fellow about this last week. And just let it sit. You don't need the money? Fine. It grows every year by the amount of interest they would charge you on a reverse mortgage. And that number is probably 5.5%. So over time, if it was like a $600,000 home, you could get a reverse mortgage for probably $250,000, growing by 5% every single year. And if you ever needed money because of a bad sequence in the stock market, because of long-term care, to pay for a long-term care insurance policy, or to replace annuitized income that runs out, or an inheritance, or to buy a life insurance, I mean, it could go on and on and on. You have the money to do it without it impacting your budget a penny. Everyone that is aged 62, unless you're Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, or Lynn Rowe, should get a reverse mortgage line of credit. June, thank you. That was a great show. We'll talk more about reverse mortgages. Lynn, thank you so much for stopping by. Lynn Rowe,
pleasure.
I want my LTC.net. Bye-bye. God bless.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.